Lynn Payne is the garden guru, and good Friday afternoon, Lynn.
Good Friday afternoon to you, Dana.
Hey, we had some more rain earlier this week, and now we have a nice warming trend. So what do we do in the garden? Is it still autumn, or are we thinking winter?
You know, this time of the year can be confusing to us and to the plants as well. Yeah, the rain we got earlier this week was fantastic. We sure do need it. Now the skies are clear and the sun is warming us back up. And one of the things that we all like to do this time of the year is take a picnic lunch and drive up into the mountains and enjoy the fall color. But the main thing in the garden this time of the year really is housekeeping. I know I've mentioned in the past that it's important to rake leaves in the fall, especially if they're on your lawn. You don't want the leaves on your lawn, particularly in shaded areas, because the leaves will compact and hold too much moisture, and it's not good for the lawn underneath it. So rake the leaves off your lawn, and you can use them in your garden as a mulch. There it's beneficial. Now, if you have any plants that are prone to powdery mildew, like apples or lilacs, things like this, and you can tell powdery mildew, it's just a whitish film on the leaves. You want to rake these leaves up and get rid of them. You can either put them in the compost pile, because the composting process will kill the spores of the powdery mildew. If we don't have a compost pile, then just rake them up and put them in a bag and get rid of them. Also, I want to remind you that there's still plenty of time to be planting trees and shrubs and perennials, so you don't have to put that off until spring. If you get them planted this time of the year, their roots will develop all winter long, and next year they'll have a head start on the growth, so that can also be done. And then also, it's time to start cleaning up our tools and putting them away for the winter. Now, this weekend might be too early, but when it's time to clean the tools, your shovels and rakes and hoes, make sure that you wash all the dirt off of them and clean them up. And a fine spray of WD-40 or something like that on the metal parts. And then use a medium grit sandpaper on the wooden handles just to take off some of the old wood that's beginning to peel back. And then put a light coating of oil on them. And I've had customers ask me in the past, particularly organic gardeners that don't want to use a synthetic oil, they've asked if they can use vegetable oil. And the answer to that is no, you cannot. The reason you can't is because it's not absorbed really by the wood. It'll remain on the surface and become sticky, and then you've just got a mess. So go to a local hardware store and buy a light oil, and you can just tell them that you want to oil your wooden handles, and they'll sell you the right thing.
Well, thank you very much, Lynn. It's going to be a great bonus weather weekend to get outside, and thanks for that advice. Where are you located in Santa Fe?
Well, we've got two locations here. One is at 715 St. Michael's Drive, and the other is at 304 Camino O'Leary. And let me also remind all of you to visit our website. It's www.paynes.com. There's lots of good information on the website, and it's getting better all the time.
Lynn Payne is the garden guru.